Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, we got our big birthday celebration, which is now less than 48 hours away. Thursday afternoon, we're going to do the show from the Lit Cigar Lounge out there in the district, which is in Chesterfield, right by the factory. It's where Top Golf is off of Boone's Crossing. It is the 25th anniversary celebration on Thursday night. The guests will include Mark Cox. I've heard of him before.
I've heard of him.
Annie Fry.
Yeah, heard of her.
John Beck, who is a radio executive who helped put this station on the air. We have some local members of Congress, like Bob Andres, swinging by, former Senator Lamping, and Fred's got the list. He is beefing up the list, so we'll have an entire show. Sue asked a very valid question. Will there be, I'm sure the audience is asking this already as well, will there be a live Sue's News on the premises of the Lit Cigar Lounge in the district on Thursday? I cannot answer that question.
I don't know.
It is top secret, apparently. I have not been told.
Me neither.
I would prepare for the best and expect the worst. How
fair
about
enough.
That?
Fair enough. Yes.
Mark Gelman is with us, a great sponsor of 97.1 FM Talk, who lives out in the Chesterfield area and really has no excuse to not attend the party on Thursday. So let's see if he's going to come. Are you coming?
Mark, how are you, buddy?
That's an interesting way to introduce.
Man, did you put me on the spot? You know what? Count me in. A matter of fact, you're the guy that went on your Greece trip. He asked me today if I'm going there on Thursday. So who would have thought? I got hit twice.
Yeah, so you sent a picture. It's funny because I've had a couple every once in a while hear from the people who were Larry, who's become a good friend of mine, who is on the show. But you you had who was it? John out there, right?
No,
or
no,
Joel.
If I'm correct, his name was Joel.
No, that's right, because I heard from John Lieb today and his wife Susan. I even told him, it was
Joel
Tershak. Yes. But so
yeah,
was he a client
Joel
of
Joel Tershak, and great guy, but he's like, I hear you on 97.1, and then we talked about the Greece trip that
awesome.
He loved your trip. And now it's funny, he asked if I'm going Thursday night.
See?
Now you're asking me. You know what? I'm there.
All right,
but
good.
I think I'm going to see you tomorrow night, too.
Yeah, you're coming to the Springsteen movie screening, right?
I mean, I'm going to be with you every day. Let's just hang out.
It's a little frightening.
You know what? That's cool.
That's a little frightening,
you know,
Dylan. It really is.
That.
Well, let's talk about real estate, because I like to get you on here every once in a while just to see where things are. I've read a couple of national stories. You know, now we're into this holiday period where I think that some people think back and sit and say, well, if we were going to sell the house, we're going to wait till after the holidays. I know that you guys always recommend, don't do that. Put it on the market. We can get it sold in any month possible, right?
Unequivocally. So we just met with I go out with my agents on different listing calls. So we're out on a listing call yesterday, and I said, if there is nothing time sensitive about you wanting to sell in the spring, for example, if somebody's children, they want to finish the year up and then move out of state, so they want to stay till May or June, there may be a reason that you'd want to put your house on the market early February. But if there's nothing time sensitive and you, for example, don't need protection from the road behind you with trees filled in, or there's some reason strategically you want your pool open if you don't keep it open year round, if there's nothing strategic about having it in the spring, I love the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter has serious buyers, albeit less buyers. There's way less competition. So proportionally speaking, less competition and more serious buyers. We have put homes on the market that have struggled to sell with other agents in the summer and in the fall. We've taken those listings and we've put them on in the fourth quarter and they've sold. Less competition, serious buyers. So we are very bullish on that. Now, we will take pictures potentially or user pictures of, you know, what it looks like with the pool open, what it looks like in the summer. But do not hesitate, listeners, to put your house on the market in the fourth quarter.
So where are we with rates and rates having an effect on the market? Like I have a story that I saved from thehill.com, not my favorite outlet out there, but they were talking about, and this guy's predicting a pretty big real estate boom if the rates, you know, kind of get to a little bit more of a comfortable spot, like at 5.5%. Where are they sitting right now, Mark?
Yeah. So, and by the way, they're not that far off, meaning that prognostication, if they hit 5.5, I actually believe they have to go lower than that to really stimulate the market. But we are seeing the 10-year treasury go down and we are continuing to see it, lower. We're in the low sixes right now. However, and keep in mind, this is from a high water mark of a year plus ago where we were in the 7, 7.25. But here's the thing. I don't see the market really moving significantly until you're in the low fives. Are we going to be able to move another 0.75%? Don't know that. Here's the thing. The Fed is going to be meeting. They lower interest rate. But remember, that's short-term borrowing. The Fed doesn't really have anything to do with mortgage rates.
Yeah.
Different. And so I'm not so sure that we're going to see that number in the fives. But when we do, the low fives, I think you're going to see a big ramp up. But here's the thing. Those buyers that are waiting, you know what they're going to encounter? They're going to encounter higher prices. Even though we continue to see prices go up on those homes selling, even though there are less sales today than there was last year. But we are going to see, if indeed rates go down, it's still going to be a supply and demand issue, and you're going to see prices then skyrocket up because of competition.
They had an interesting point in this coverage in The Hill where they kind of talked about the demographics of the country related to wealth, because the number of people ages 65 and older will more than double by 2040, which would reach about 78.3 million people and a total of 88.8 in 2016. Their point is that there's financial impact to that. So you have boomers that are transferring that wealth, you know, to their heirs and to widows and charities, et cetera. So is that anything you even think about, you know, in long term when it comes to how some of the wealth is being transferred? Or is that just sort of more of a broader picture thing that you just have to deal with?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
You know, it's an interesting thing when you're looking at baby boomers and aging, but I'm at one of my offices, at one of my co-working spaces, and our biggest tenant here is home health care. Well, what they're doing is they're keeping people in their homes longer, which obviously is a great thing. But what you're seeing now is part of the whole ecosystem. Look, it used to be, you know, and especially pre-COVID, you used to see these nursing homes just, those were exploding. Home health care was still big, but nothing like it is today. Well, people are staying in their homes longer. So I'm not so sure what that whole transfer of wealth looks like 30 years, 20 years down the road. But what we know, people staying in their homes less on the market. And then we have the first time home buyers who are really in an interesting, you know, our children, your children are going to struggle in many cases to get into the market as first-time home buyers because they have no equity that they're going into. So they're not selling a small home that now they're going to upsize. So it's really a lot of moving parts. It's not just about houses. It's about finances. There's just so many moving parts right now.
I don't know if you saw this, but in the Wall Street Journal today, this is a separate but related topic. They had a story about, and they focused on Atlanta, where up to, this is stunning, Mark, it really is, up to half of rental applications contain fraudulent information. And I guess there's a surge in this because people are trying to get into, you know, apartments because of the home buying market. And I guess because of that, there are a lot of fake, you know, information that is being filled out on these applications, which is something I never even would have thought about. But I guess,
by the way, they're using fake IDs. A matter of fact, I was with one of the largest property managers in St. Louis, a very close friend of mine, have breakfast with them every Monday. He was actually saying that this is happening more and more because people have, look, we're at some of the highest all-time credit, you know, debt. And so some people cannot get pre-approved. So they're doing this fraudulent to get approved on apartments that they should. And they don't care about the credit. So it's interesting.
Yeah,
it's a really interesting dynamic right now.
All right, dude. Well, I will see you at the movie screening tomorrow night at Ronnie's. I'm looking forward to it. You have a great night. Thanks, Mark, for jumping on with
me. And I'll see you Thursday and maybe Friday.
We'll have to come up with some plans, maybe some dinner plans on Friday. That would be nice.
You got it.
All right,
hey,
we'll
buddy,
see you.
Thanks. And thanks all your listeners for supporting the Gelman team.
TheGelmanTeam.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.